In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Except there's no movies and there's just TV.
Yeah, it's very much in that segment today. But, you know, we give ourselves the out.
We all need TV sometimes.
And on a day like today, it's a good day to be just on the couch, I reckon.
Ooh.
So I've got a few quite different suggestions for
Brilliant.
Today. The first is LOL, Last One Laughing UK. This is on Prime Video. It's one of the 30-odd international versions of Japanese format documental. And the premise of this show is that a bunch of comedians get locked inside a house together, like house, inverted commas, like Big Brother house, not an actual house. And they have to not laugh. And if they laugh or smile, they get eliminated.
Whoa.
And as well as like the
how
general...
sad.
It's how
that
sad.
That can't be long.
It's a challenge. But I guess like... Wouldn't you, if I was a deadpan comedian, particularly a style of comedy I think works well for this show, I'd love that challenge, right? It's like, my funny's going to get through your defences, but yours is not going to get me. It's
nice.
A good challenge.
It is a good challenge.
And they have, they kind of spice it up a bit by making them have sort of challenges along the way, so it's not just hanging out together, although it's sometimes in the most incidental interactions that you see people trying to, like, deal with it the most, like making a cup of tea, someone says something to you, like sometimes that's the hardest time to keep a straight face, right?
Yeah.
It's like when you get blindsided, maybe watching someone's performance on a stage, which happens sort of like once-ish an episode, that they're pre-prepared, like they're funny, but maybe that's easier to withstand than having a conversation with someone that is hilariously funny and is just going to say absurd shit to you.
Wait, so you can't smile at all?
No teeth.
No teeth.
No teeth. I think there's a somewhat subjective interpretation of smile, but it's all in the service of the show because it's great to watch people try and hold that shit in.
Mm.
Like the struggle, the amount of walking away that people have to do from conversations. The first season was great. Second season is also awesome. The cast of season two includes Peep Show's David Mitchell, Diane Morgan, who you might know better as Philomena Kunk. Maisie Adams in it, Alan Carr off of Celebrity Traitors. Alan Carr, who has also just revealed that he has, air quotes, genuinely, air quotes, bought a castle to live in for his new Disney Plus show. So much like The Traitors is set in the castle, I guess, you know, whether this is legit or not, who knows? The cost is over £3.25 million and it comes with a title. So Alan Carr could technically be a Scottish baron from doing this. But anyway, that's detracting from Last One Laughing. The other name that I really ought to mention is Bob Mortimer. He's a returning face from season one, and dude is formidable. I would not want to try and not laugh next to that man's deadpan nonsense. Something about like the dead eyes and the ability just to throw something completely sideways with a straight face is lethal.
How long would you last?
Partial episode.
Yeah. I think me too,
yeah.
But we're civilians, it's not our fault. also in the comedy sphere, Deadlock Season 2, this is also on Prime. I really liked the first season of Deadlock. This was the Aussie like murder mystery comedy, like a kind of pastiche of a Broadchurch type show. So the first season was set in Tasmania in a kind of like small town version of sort of Hobart. Like they had an arts festival, sort of a little bit like of a Dark Mofo reference. I liked the first season maybe a little bit more than season two. They've moved it to the Northern Territory. It's set in Darwin. There's disappearing bodies, there's mutilated body parts, there's crocs. Did the crocs do it? Did people do it? But did people just throw people to the crocs? In some ways it's a bit incidental. I've found the storyline a little harder to follow this season. And maybe it's got a little bit of season two itis where the jokes are still coming, the performances are still good. Madeline Sami, I believe I heard her on the radio on the weekend saying that her average swears per episode is about 63, which is quite an astounding feat.
Quite.
And they
that feels like it takes effort to do that.
It takes writerly effort because they're really trying to exhaust all the possible foul things that you can say on a TV show. It's to the point where like this person does not exist in real life. Some of the characters in Deadlock kind of exist in real life. and maybe not Sam as much. So I'm partway through, I think I'm about two-thirds of the way through season two. I want to watch to the end, see what happens. But I think if you're watching the first season to see a kind of comedic murder mystery as opposed to a comedy with some mystery elements, season two is very much the latter of those. But hey, who doesn't like a glossy, sort of semi-trashy but very professionally slickly made thriller? I've got one called Imperfect Woman, which is playing on Apple TV. Nods sagely from
yes.
the corner. Yeah, yeah. This is a really strong acting trifecta at its core. Elizabeth Moss, Kerry Washington and Kate Mara playing old friends. But it's no use being older friends when one of you gets murdered.
Dun, dun, dun!
Thank you. bit tough on the murdered one, bit tough on the unmurdered ones as they try and figure out what happened. Washington's character is a wealthy philanthropist from obscene intergenerational wealth, contrasted with Elizabeth Moss, who is a stay-at-home mum married to an English professor. They both are affected by this in different ways, but try to figure out what the hell happened. And if it's the fault of Mara's husband, played by Joel Kinnaman, who's a lush and another Richie, slick, glossy thriller thrills ensue. Definitely has trashy elements. It's kind of in the same vein as Big Little Lies. You could picture Kidman being in this.
Yeah.
Well made, kind of trashy. Sometimes it's exactly what you need, especially on a grimy day like today. So, got some comedians being comedians. Got some comedians being detectives. Got some really good actors
sort of
slumming it, but in a good way. and a bit of being dead in there as well, yeah.
There
you go. That's in that for today.
That's TV, actually.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks in That on 95BFM.